Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. Tomorrow is Patriots Day, and for the first time since 2019, we can also say the holiday marks Marathon Monday. The race is back where it belongs on the calendar after being disrupted by the pandemic. And our Boston Marathon reporter, Alex Ashlock, is back where he belongs, covering the race as he has since 1998. Alex, good morning.
Good morning, Sharon. Thanks for having me.
The last Boston Marathon was just 6 months ago, since the pandemic pushed the 2021 event into October. I know you've been checking in with runners, so how are they thinking about tomorrow's race restored to its April perch?
You know, they love it, even though the last marathon was just 6 months ago. They love to see the marathon in its traditional springtime spot. And if you've been downtown, it feels energized like it always does ahead of the marathon when it's held on Patriots Day. Erin Schaefer of Ashland, Ohio, ran the 2021 race back in October. She's back now for what will be her ninth consecutive Boston Marathon. Here she is.
It feels good. It's nice to be back in April. So it's weird to have had 2.5 years off and then to be coming back within 6 months, but it never gets old. It's always great.
You know, Sharon, I mentioned Erin has run or will be running her ninth straight Boston Marathon. There are something like 200 people tomorrow who will be running their 20th consecutive Boston Marathon. So a lot of longevity there.
My goodness. Well, was it a challenge for the Boston Athletic Association to stage another marathon so soon after the last one?
You know, it really wasn't. The infrastructure, so to speak, is always in place for this race, and the organization, the Boston Athletic Association, starts working on the next year's race as soon as this year's race is done. And the BAA is just as pleased as that runner Erin Schaefer this weekend. I had a chance to sit down with Tom Grilk, who is actually stepping aside as BAA president and CEO after this weekend, and here's part of our conversation.
It is more than thrilling that after more than 1,000 days, we will finally have a full field of athletes out on the starting line in Hopkinton on Patriots Day. We're delighted to have that happen, and we're already starting to feel the buzz from people around here as they get excited about the arrival of runners and spectators and the good cheer and opening rites of spring that are the Boston Marathon.
All the runners have to be vaccinated because of COVID-19, but do you think that the pandemic has changed anything permanently for the Boston Marathon or the other big marathons around the world?
The impact of the pandemic probably at the highest level is to cause us all to be the best we can at reacting to change, to situations, to trouble. Are we as nimble and intellectually agile as we have to be to react to whatever happens? And so many of our events across the World Marathon Majors and here in Boston have faced all manner of change and trouble over the years. Usually it's weather. Here it has been something as horrible as a terror attack. But if there's anything we all need to be able to do well, it is to be ready for whatever comes. The biggest word for me in all of this is preparedness, which is a readiness for anything.
One of the events that you certainly learned from was the terrorist attack that you mentioned, the terrorist attacks, the bombings at the finish line 9 years ago. I wonder, as you sit here today, what do you think about when you think about what happened that day?
I think about the resilience of everybody who confronted every sort of challenge and the preparedness of everybody involved in the Boston Marathon, whether our staff, our volunteers, people from public agencies, who in an instant had the courage to make very, very difficult decisions and did so in a way that helped everybody get through it the very best way that they could. We saw people run toward explosions. That's not rational, but they did. And three people died immediately, tragically, but everybody else who went into that medical tent alive is still alive today because of that preparedness and the courage of people to take action when it was needed to help others.
That's Tom Grilk, Boston Athletic Association president and CEO, at least for a few more days this month. He was on Boylston Street on Friday, along with many other people. Friday was the anniversary of the bombings.
Alex, now for the race tomorrow. Give us a glimpse of what to expect and what you're excited about.
Yeah, it should be great. 30,000 runners, the field size back to normal after the marathon was downsized last year because of COVID. Everyone has to be vaccinated or have a medical reason not to be. The runners have to wear masks on the buses out to Hopkinton, but there really aren't any COVID-related rules for spectators tomorrow. By my count, there are 10 former Boston Marathon champions in the field, but the runner I am most excited about watching is American Molly Seidel. She's a former Boston resident. She has had a spectacular start to her marathon career, including a bronze medal in the Olympic marathon in Japan last summer. But the woman who won the gold medal in that race, Paris Jepchichir of Kenya, is also running tomorrow, so we could be watching another Olympic-level battle. It's going to be fun. And the men's race should also be great. Lots of fast runners.
Okay, Alex. Our Boston Marathon reporter, Alex Ashlock. Thank you.